Reish Lamed Vav Sif Beis. Ainu Zaper Ben Gula the Arvis Latvila. The same way you cannot be mafsek between Gula of Shacharis and Tvila, so you also you cannot be mafsek between Gula the Arvis and Tvila. Vav Noigim Loimar Yudkes Psukim Yiruin Ainu. People who have the minute to say Baruch Hashem LeOlam, which has the 18 Psukim. And of the Shem's, with the Shem's name in it, and the paragraph of Yeruvin Enu. So, by definition, they're really, in a certain sense, being mafsik between Geula and Tefila. So the answer is that they can do, but anything more than that they shouldn't do. Therefore, Ein lahafsik bein Yeruvin Enu with Tefila.
What about you talking?
Umiyu, Masha Mar Rosh Main kaddish the tefillah service lo havi hefsek kimin shutzarcha tefillah announcing yalav yavoy of that sort is that's considered tzarcha tefillah. It's not considered a hefsek. Ken yacholam a boruchu lo hutzi mishal hashama v'lo havi hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch says you could say a boruchu over there. We don't do that. You would say boruchu right before you touch Manesrei. Okay. Hagav Ein Le'el Simin Samates. So the Rambam Reisim Adatikim that Noigim Lamed Kesherim Yudches Pesukim Shal Baruch Hashem La'Olam. Minin Yafahu Ki Niskinu B'Malkam Tefilas Yudches Lokein Roy Lamed Behem Kamei B'Tefila. So the Rambam says there's a minhag people have to stand up for Baruch Hashem La'Olam. The minhag to stand, and the Rambam says that it's appropriate minhag B'Dafka to stand. Mishabur will actually bring appropriate minhag we hold B'Dafka not to stand. Okay. Zatim Mishaburu. Yeah. Dala ben gula the tefillah, the arbis the tefillah. Shagamba arbis mitzah lisma gula the tefillah. So the chiddush over here is that you need to, you should not be masked in gula the tefillah during the daytime where it's actually the zman of gula. So for sure you should not be masked in gula the tefillah. And nighttime, which is not zman gula, ikr zman gula is b'yom. Still, even so, you should not be masked in gula the tefillah. Even though people say the psukim of the Baruch Hashem La'olam, the Yudches psukim, Petur Masayim Bezem, the Torah says it in this way: Umash and Noigim LaHapsik bePsukim the VeYir VeNenu VeKadosh. That which we have in between Geula and Tefila, we have the Yudches psukim, we have Yir VeNenu, and we have a Kadosh. So what's all that about? Fisha B'Yamim Harishanim. Once upon a time, the shuls were out in the sodas. They would not stay there till dark. So with these psukim which have Hashem's name 18 times, they correspond, as it were, to the 18 brachas of Maariv. Niftar Bekadosh. Okay, so what they would do is they would say Birchus Kriya Shema, they would say Shema, they would say the Yudches Pesukim, they would say Yirinenu, and they would say Kaddish, and they would stop there. And they would daven Shemoneh Esrei at home later on. Zot Va'ato Shechot Zol Yisbal Arvis Bote Knesiyas Lo Yisbal Te Minig Arishin. Even though nowadays we already started saying Arvis and Shul, with Shemoneh Esrei, but that original minhag which they had, that they would say the Kaddish there, was not removed. And therefore, that's not considered. That is now considered part of the tefillah, and it's not a hefsek. But anything else is a hefsek. And therefore, the Torah says that there were some people b'davka don't say Baruch Hashem La'olam. That's you by the minhag of the Chassidim and by the Svardim and the minhag of Groh. They don't say Baruch Hashem La'olam. Some Chassidim say during the week there's not much Shabbos. Ein lahafsik. But you should not be mafsik between Yirinenu and Tefillah. There's some sukim lo mikri hafsik kim in the tino lomer mehavili kigula richto. This is part of what Chazar or the Rishonim or Masakin to say. That's not considered a hefsek, But everything else it would be. So now Tiala Vyabo is mutter, Ksatzarcha Tfila Zayin. Ladaka Lakroi Ulahakri is Shubra Shkreda, Shuta Raisa. Ulahakri is Talamotar, Shim Yitu, Tzarech Lachser. Not only is this permitted to announce Rosh Chodesh, which is the Raisa, or Talamotar, which if you forget it, you're going to have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Elafilo Lahakri is Alanisim Shapardami. But not only that, even Alanisim, which if you don't say it, it's not Makiv, and the whole Yom Tov is the Rabbanim, you could announce it. It's not considered a Hefsik. Even though if you forget it, you still yotzei. You don't have to go back. You become welcome who tzarachat tefila, because but the mice and that it is appropriate to say, so it's considered part of your tzarachat tefila to say, to announce it. Al anis. Now, but after welcome zei yachol lahafzik al kashu oimed berbirkas kriyishma bein prokim also lahakri shum dover. The only place which is permitted is after you finish berkas kriyishma before you start Shemoneh Esrei, but you cannot announce it during the various different berachos Kriya Shema. That's going to be considered, that would be problematic. Or Baruch Hu Gamza Hu Tzarech HaTfilo, for that minute would be to say Baruch over there, that's called Tzarech HaTfilo. Finally, B'Sim and Samatess, was learned the Shema HaGom, of word, the Vadavka Ba'arbis Mekilina, the Zabu Lebeshach, which you can't, these leniencies of being Mavs, of being Gula, the Tfilo, don't apply by Shacharis. The Ramah says the minhag is to stand, and that's a good idea. No good lamay. But Harbach Redim calls to the Yeshu Toib Shalom lamay. They say the opposite. It's medafka better not to stand. Okay, the Harish ain't right to lotz bezei yedechov as tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, or to indicate that this is not. You know, they used to use it as a semi replacement for Shemoneh Esrei. I don't want to do that. I'm just following the minhag, which existed then. By medafka, don't want to be yotze with that. I want to say Shemoneh Esrei. Ach, she's probably Matsibur, Rikara Hakak Kriyashma, Birchusel, Ojigolama, Lama Baruch Hashem, Lama Uman. In a case where the person came late, and we'll see that he'll daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur and say Birchus Kriyashma afterwards. So in that scenario, there's nothing wrong with saying, he already said Shemoneh Esrei, so then he can say Baruch Hashem, Lama standing.
I thought we don't do that. If we start with Shemoneh Esrei. Don't make the bracha at the end, at least.
You don't make the bracha at the end, but you say you said it psukim. V'ayim Hashem Nitzel L'kameh. We'll talk about this. Because I'm going to remember Hashem Rishal Shiyesh Lomer Hashienu Hashem Elokei Yishenu Bupasa V'divrei Yomim V'lo Yom Hashienu Hashem Elokei Yishenu Ken Hu Moisav Ayutkes Haskaris. So there's a child of the gears of one of the psukim in the Yutkes in these psukim of Baruch Hashem Elam, the student of your souls, which one to say? He says the appropriate one to say is if you find it. So I think if you look at the art scroll from Maruf, no, it doesn't have it, it has on the Hebrew one. He brings in the footnote that some people had the different in the Hebrew one. It has that there's different gears to which pasuk to say. Right. Thank you. Where did you see that? I had a system that was here also. That's why I didn't look at it. Here. Right. Hashem Hashem Elokeinu. Chazinim Menogim L'Hashem B'Jach. Let's see what's going to say. Magen Rambam Hashem Rishal. Kol Shiyesh Lomer Apostle Shadir Yomim Aleph Lamet Zayin. Hashem Elokei Yishenu. Kapsenim Chazinim Menogim L'Hashem B'Jach. Let's see what's going to say. You should say that pasuk instead of the pasuk which they have printed here. Which means the pasuk they have printed here is not the following the recommendation of the Mishabur over here.
Pattern or theme?
I'm not aware that there specifically is, but the pasuk which we're using over here is a pasuk in Tillim. The pasuk Hashem Elokeinu So if you do your math, you're saying, as opposed to the pasuk of Hashenu Elokei Yishenu, you're adding another Hashem in the catchment of the counting of the psukim. You'll have another Shem Hashem over there. I'm not sure why Art School follows not the recommendation of Mr. Brewer, but they do that sometimes. If that's standard Nusach.
But we have 19 now.
It's not only Art School, all the
stories. Rebaron Sitter doesn't. Rebaron Sitter follows Mr. Brewer. Yeah. Okay. Motzah Tzibur Gimel Shakros Kriya Shema Ritzim Lama Batil. You walked in and the Tzibur already said Shema. They're about to start Shema Nesrei. So different than by Shacharis. So even though I said you have to be Masav Gula the Tefillah, since Iker Gula is not Balaylo, we say Yispali Mahem, you'll daven with them, you'll have the Mile of Tzibur Tzibur, and you won't have Gula the Tefillah. By Shacharis that's not true. By Shacharis you have to be Masav Gula the Tefillah, and you cannot do this.
Even at the expense of Tzibur Tzibur.
Even at the expense of Tzibur Tzibur, but over here by Lila, we'll do that. You'll say Kriya Shema with the brachas after Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. It's up to Mr. Baruch. Yudal, Rotim Lama Betfila. They're about to stand up the Daven Shemoneh Esrei. Oiskim Adayim Brachas Kriya Shema. If, however, you come in late, and they didn't get to Shemoneh Esrei yet. If you're a little behind and they go a little bit slow and you can go a little bit fast, you'll say all of Berachas Kriya Shema and through Shemar Mo Yisrael Levad, and you'll skip Baruch Hashem Lo Adam, and you'll be able to catch up to them and say Shema Nasu with them. So yes, okay, and that's appropriate to do. Be the lake Baruch Hashem Lo Adam. You spell Shema Nasu Matzibur. There's an Psukim and Elaminig. Those psukim are only a minig, and it would be appropriate to say Birchas Kriya Shema first, have Gula the Tefillah before Shemoneh Esrei, and have Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's stronger than the minig to say Birchas Shem Lo'adam. And furthermore, Yeshkelim Shasavim Shein Lo'amur, some of them, you don't say it at all. Okay, Mutav L'Galik, the Kaim Tefillah B'Tzibur, in Pesichas Gula the Tefillah, Ken Kostu Kamarachman. Now, but they then continue to say, the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam v'gam yirinenu yirmer akra tefilo. You will say, however, these psukim afterwards. So they say that you will say it afterwards. B'maisa Rav kosa d'akra tefilo lo yirmer psukim the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. You won't say. So the gross is no, you don't do that. His reasoning is, the whole point was that in the case you're not davening Maariv, say these psukim. You daven Maariv already, so what's the purpose of saying these psukim? Well, came near at the time Shalalachim and Birchas Yirinim. So therefore, if that's true, that there's no tekana to say it in that situation, to say a bracha on it would not be appropriate because it's a suffix bracha. Ella, yomer ad ki ein lo de melech alot. So saying the psukim at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world to say the psukim, right? But to say the chasim of the bracha, that you shouldn't do. Alma gav the bracha b'lo chasim ba'alma ein a chashuv of bracha klal. So what you do? So you didn't say a bracha. Okay, but listen, the whole thing is a minig, so we can do the best we can do. Okay, oid kosel. The Akharim also said the following. They're davening Maariv, it's still light. And you walk in, and they're studying Baruch Hu, and you did not have mincha yet. So you spell a mincha, b'oid shem karim kriya shema u'berchasa. You'll daven mincha. Achakach, you spell arvi, sima tzibur, and then you'll daven marv, Shemoneh Esrei with them. So you'll say Shemoneh Esrei once while they're saying berchas kriya shema. For mincha. you'll say Shemoneh Esrei again with them, is with the Tzibur. If you can find the minyan from Arv later on, so then I have a better idea. You'll daven mincha marv later on. Daven Shemoneh Esrei, your mincha when they're davening marv, so you're davening tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah arvus yispalah hakach kevdin and b'tzibur b'lail. Then you'll daven Shemoneh Esrei. Then you'll daven marv later on with the later minyan. But this case we're saying you'll daven Shemoneh Esrei twice now was because there's no later minyan. So you'll daven mincha by yourself. You won't have tefillah b'tzibur for mincha. You'll have tefillah b'tzibur for marv. But if you can get marv later on, so you'll daven tefillah b'tzibur of your mincha while they're davening marv. Okay, so this is all talking about the weekday. It's not talking about on Friday night. Friday night gets a little more complicated because now they're Makabal Shabbos already. So once, if you're part of the Seber to Kabal Shabbos, you can't have mincha anymore. So that gets a little more complicated. Okay. Fine. You're basically spelling Mahem. The Tfilas of Seber Adifa. So over here, You'll walk in and such an essay with the tzibur and you'll daven birchus kriyas shema afterwards. It means you're not having smicha gula l'tvila. The answer to tefillas tzibur adifa mi misma gula l'tvila. It's more important to daven tefillah b'tzibur than mi masma gula l'tvila of laila, the arvus. Tefillah tzibur mispalim mi b'yom afilach yispalim mohem birchus kriyas shema yichasav kashagiyaz mana. Even though they're davening early, so you'll daven shmanasa with them. And you'll say Birchas Kriyas Shema, not immediately afterwards, but you'll wait till the proper time, and you might as well say it in the appropriate time. Okay. That which we're allowing you to daven Ma'ariv Mibayim is only if in general the person is not davening Mincha during that time slot. This is all talking about there's no later minyan. If I can not daven now, and I'll daven Birchus Kriyas Shema and then Shemoneh Esrei in the proper order and have Gula the Tefila and Tefila B'Tzibur, so of course that's going to be better. Sharatzin, just take a look over here in the cast. So he says that by Marbrev, we're going to give precedence to Tefillah B'Tzibur over Smichas Gula Tefillah. Al B'Shachar is other mitzvah Smichas Gula Tefillah, mit Tefillah B'Tzibur. Lachen in Bol, Le'ezot HaVeseinu, Osol L'Yispalim B'Tzibur, Likur Kriya Shema, Birchus HaRaka. In the morning, you don't have this option. You must say it in the right order and have Gula the next, right before Tefillah. So you won't have Tefillah B'Tzibur if you came late. Okay. Siftalad. Acher Shermo Yisalohad. Acher Shermo Yisrael. Omer Amen. Acher Birchus Datsim. The Shulchan Aruch Sheet is you say Amen over there. Loyana Amen Acher Birchus Hamelach Bichvodoy. You don't answer Amen after Melach Bichvodoy. Okay. Vainly Abba Simon Reish Tezvav. Okay. So the Mishabur, what's this all about over here? Acher Birchus Atzmo. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Seder of Brachas, at the end of the Seder of Brachas, you answer your own Amen. So this is the end of Birchas Kriyas Shema, these four Brachas. That you answer Amen on your own Bracha when it's the end of a series of Brachas. Okay. But you don't say Amen after Birchas HaMelech B'Chvodoy. So what's he saying? He's saying like this, that we're talking about not if somebody else said it. We're talking about that you yourself said it. So you really say five brachas at nighttime. So the Mechaber is only that he did that. The Shulchan Aruch also had the meaning to say Baruch Hashem La'olam. Right. So the question is, where do you say Amen? Do you say Amen after Hashkiveinu Shemar Mo Yisalavad Amen, or do you say it after Melech Bichvoidoy Tmini Machlil Olam Velkom Haso? What's the argument? The whole idea is the same Amen after Seder of Brachas. So that's the Seder of Brachas. Two before and three afterwards. He says, no. Really, the Seder Brachas is two before and two afterwards, and that's the end of the Seder Brachas. Then there's another bracha we added representing Shemoneh Esrei. So that's not the end of a Seder Brachas. There's no meaning of saying a main then. The appropriate time to say a main is after Shemir Mo Yisrael Levad. Ki Yedah Shaykh HaLebrichas Kriya Shema V'Havik HaKol Bracha Miyuchedah Shein O'Oyin O'Main Achar Brichas Atzma. So it's an individual freestanding bracha. And then the Yireinenu, and then the Hamelach Bichvoidai. That's all. That's not part of Berachas Kriya Shema. It's his own independent bracha. Good. So it's one bracha. Mechaber also holds you don't say Amen after Berachas Atzma. One bracha. Hamelach Bichvoidai. But I'm right. To meet Yirmechalenu Loiya Kavanosu Beloshem Bakasha. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out over here just a nakuda in the Nusach HaTfilah. Hamelach Bichvoidai. To meet Yirmechalenu Lalom Boed. Is that he will do that or he should do that? Are we asking or are we stating? It says it should not be said as a bakasha. She spells him a cholenu. Then on the karvagula. Shein tefila b'chasim as a bracha. We don't put bakashas in the chasim. We're saying the bracha does is more lechanas. He will do so. We're saying a fact. Oh, that we say in brachas, but bakashas we don't say in the middle in the chasim. It's a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's always more lechan us. The Ramah points out that our minhag is not like this. We don't answer amen. But the one exception is if a person would finish his own personal bracha at the same time as the chazan. So if that would happen on a bracha, let's say on the bracha of Hamariv Aravim, so you don't answer Amen. I'm answering Amen in the Chazan's bracha, but it looks like you're answering Amen in your own bracha. So if you finish the same time as the Chazan, you don't answer Amen. But if you finish Shemir Mo Yisrael Lavad at the same time as the Chazan, you answer Amen. Because since there's an argument, you can answer Amen in your own bracha. A and B, you're answering Amen in the Chazan's bracha, so it's like in the Monashach, you should be okay. So in that situation, you do say Amen. But otherwise, at the end of Shemir Mo Yisrael Lavad, on your own personal Shemir Mo Yisrael Lavad, you do not answer Amen. Simen Reish Lamed Zayin. Seder Tefilas Arbis, Vosif Echad. Ein Shleif Tzibur Chazer HaTefilah B'Tefilas Arbis. There's no Chazar Seshats. Vein Reifam Alpaneim Lachar Arbis. There's no Tefilas Apayim. Okay, Mishabura Aleph. And Shlech Tzibur. Shein Tfilas Arvis Chayva Rak Mitzvah. When you scribe by Adam, Shizarach Tzibur Lo Tzio Yidei Chavos. So Rambam says it wasn't the Chayva which the Chazal put as a Chayva. It was the Mitzvah which Christ was makabel to do, but it's a Mitzvah. So therefore, they never instituted a Chazar Seshach, which means something you must do and you can't do, so we have to create a vehicle to have you do it. Something you don't have to do. Say, I can't. Okay, so you can't. You're not going to do it anyway. So they were never Masakh and the Din of Chazar Seshach on something which wasn't a Chiv that you must do. Now, even though that's true when it was a Rishus, but nowadays the Kleisel has been recalled to do it. We must do it. We don't have a choice anymore. But that far, that this Kabbalah which Kleisel undertook to do, that it became a Chiyuv that we must do it, wasn't to the point that we're going to now institute a Chazar Seshats, the Mechayev everybody to wait for Chazar Seshats. And that's also the understanding why, one of the explanations why you're allowed to be mafsik ben gula the tefillah for Yalav Yavai. So take a look at the Shartzian back at Reish Lamed Vav and Sifkat and Dalet. He explained why you're allowed to be mafsik and say Yalav Yavai by Marv and not by Shachas. So one explanation is because the Iker's Zman of Gula is not Belayla. So therefore the Smichas Gula the tefillah by Marv is not as intense as it is by Shacharis. Haraya, we have this idea of Saint Shemoneh Esrei and Saint Birchas Kriyas Shema afterwards. But the Shar Tzion and Sifkat and Dalet before, in Reish Lamed Vav, says, Dafka ba'arbis, the Smichas Gula, Tefillah Shaloi, Lo Chomer Kulihai, Pshim, the Tefillah's Arbis Rishos, So furthermore, the whole Ma'ariv is a Rishus. So the Chiyuv to Ma'aser Gula Tefila is only his Istach HaRishus. Of Ben Gula Tefila, the Shachar is Kamir Tvei Ba'aser. That's how the Taz explains the idea.
So, before I said it, because Shachris is the Zman Gula?
Because Zman Gula is Bayard, not Balayla. Right, saying so. But the Taz says this other argument, because it's not that the Arvis is not a Chayva. Okay. So we have really, that's why there's no chazar shashas, and that's why the din of gula, the smichas gula tefila is not as halachically binding. Vein neuflin, as we said, we're dolden neuflin zapayim after arvus. Ken kosev abach u'magen avram. Zog the mishmer of afilo he spelled the arvus mi b'dayim. Even you daven marv, but it's so light out. Okay. Ein neuflim, the kvarshav yolayla. Even though really the whole problem is to say it at nighttime. It's not night yet. It's daylight out. But since you're by davening ma'ariv, you are stating that you're dealing with this as if it's layla. Therefore, you don't say nefilas apayim. Okay. Nefilu tefila shehu mispalo l'shem tashumin shal mincha tefilas mincha. Gam ken ein lipo. What about if you it's daylight, you daven ma'ariv early, then you miss mincha, so you daven a second ma'ariv. So like you said, listen, I understand you don't say tefillas apayim for ma'ariv, but this is really for mincha. So let me do a tefillas apayim. No, also not. Now, what's the issue? The issue, my understanding of it is that the tefillas apayim is an act of, we discussed this before a little bit when you said the case that we're, that the mincha ran over into by shkia. Do you say tefillas apayim during menach moshes? The issue is a kabbalistic issue. And when a person is nifel, does tefillas apayim, he's being makabel a din upon himself. Laila is a zman of din. Yermis is a zman of rachamim. So be makabel a din upon yourself in a zman where there is din. The Rosh says, "Listen, Rosh, I'm ready to be makabel my din." The Rosh says, "Okay, here it comes." That's not what you want the response to be. But Yoyim, what happens is the act of being makabel din generates a rachamim. If you, the individual, are willing to be makabel din, the Bereshit responds with a feeling of rachamim. So Tachon acts as a vehicle of rachamim. But Laila, Tachon would act as a vehicle of din. And that is considered dangerous, and therefore we don't say Tachon or Laila. That's why we don't say Slichas before Chatzos, because Slichas are Bekoshes Rachamim, and till Chatzos it's considered a Zman of Din. It's not a Zman to ask for Bekoshes Rachamim.
How did it come after that? How late you can say it?
We came out, that for sure the first Tekufa, like the 9 minutes or the 13 minutes, you can still say minutes and still say Tachan. Okay. Kosher do yours reish brachas. Nogo b'ksas v'kem is lor m'shir ha'malus. Hinei baruch hu kodem ma'arav. Some people have the minute to say the kapitel shir ha'malus before ma'arav. Shalom rinan rogo likris karei. Zarek likris shema mitat libre ter. Why is that? So the Ben Yonah says, Shalom the Gemara says, I'm sorry, because the more over there says the person comes in, he should learn a little bit and then dava. So that's what you're doing. So why this capital? So it mentions the idea of coming to the base manor at night time. That's the explanation of that minig that people have to say Shir Malos Hinei Baruch. Okay. Our minig is. Fine. What time is it? Mincha is 8:20. Okay.
Getting over.
Okay. Beish lamed ches. What eatim b'latar b'layla. So besides davening at nighttime, so you also have to learn at nighttime. Sifal. Tzarek lizar b'limad alayla yosim b'shal yom b'mavav loy onshay meruba. Person has to learn at night time, more responsibility to Lila is even Bayom, and the punishment for not doing so is Merubah. Belimah Lila is Mishabura Aleph. Kedemrina La Ivri Leilya Ella Lagirsa. The Mor says that nighttime was created to learn. That's what Russia created at nighttime. But you have to be careful to use it for the proper purpose. If a person learns Torah at nighttime, the Russian gives him a matana of a form of chain but during the daytime. When you have the shir of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which that's Torah, Belayla, then you get the Rosh Hashanah will put chesed on him. The Mor says, the Mor learned out from a pasuk that a person who learns Torah Belayla is equipped to bring karbanos. Get up at nighttime and sing the words of Torah at nighttime. So you're facing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Rambam who be here, there's a relation from Bob, a right to these guys be kisha shal Torah. Yeah. Person wants to be zecha in the keser of Torah. Yizor b'chol ay lo sob, lo yabad afil achas mihen, b'sheino b'achilo ushtiyo b'sichem k'yetze b'elu. Make sure you don't not waste your night times, even one, with eating, drinking, sleeping, schmoozing. Now, madakasa b'chol ay lo sob, hainu, Ram is saying all of his night times. What does he mean? Haino feel b'kayetz b'leilos ha'katzorim. Even in the summer, where nights are very short, because b'tamuz shaws nikba laila ikur l'shina, which obviously you need to sleep, because you cause to atoysis. Feel ha'chi tzur kokaponim luma ma'at kaidem hashena. You have to learn something before you go to bed. Ryan Levin Simon Aleph Mishabura Sivkatan Tess. The person who doesn't learn Torah B'Layla is Ancha Merubah, could mean in the Mercy's Kol Abayi Shein Nivet Torah B'Layla, Eish Oichaltai. If a person does not learn Torah in his home, the house will be consumed by fire. Shneimar, it's very common of the Ovis, Loi Moisiv, Yosef. A person, what does that mean? Hans Loi Moisiv, Lumad B'Layla, Yitesu B'Av V'Elech. As the nights are getting shorter, assuming nights are getting longer, right, so you have more time. A person does not add to learn more. Yosef mina oil, he'll be removed from the world. Each person has a amount of sleep that he needs. But don't sleep too much. Sleeping too much is not good for the tzaddikim. For the rishoyim, it's a good thing because not doing averus. For the tzaddikim, we're losing the opportunity for them to chaperayin learning Torah. Take a look over here. Take a look over here in the Sharet Siyun in Aleph. Okay, he deals with the issue of learning mikra b'layla. Okay, so Sharet Siyun Sukkot Aleph. Because we are heitev she'ein likra mikra b'layla. You don't learn chumash Tanakh b'layla. The Prima Gadim seems to say that we could do so. They don't say it's mamash and isur. They say the appropriate thing to do is learn it by daytime. In other words, I mean, Mount Isa of Medrash, Shaykhash Baruch, Loyman, and Marsha Mikra Bayom, and Mishnah Balayim. So the source of this is a Medrash, it's actually a Medrash at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Moshe was Bahar by Yom by Malayla. So the Medrash says, how did Moshe know when it was Yom, when it was Laila? When a Brashim learned with a Mikra, it was Yom. When it learned with a Mishnah, it was Laila. So that's what the Medrash says. You see from the Medrash that that the appropriate thing to learn by Yom is Mikra, and the appropriate thing to learn by Laila is Mishnah. So that's the Farah. But it doesn't present the Medrash as an Isser. Now, Pik Zoyer, it actually is an Isser. Going back to our din and rachamim issue, Mishnah is considered a source of rachamim, Mikra is considered a source of din, Tarsha Miksav is a source of din, so you should not be learning the Laila. So some people mean they don't say Tilum at night time. Many of which we hadn't tells us to say Tilum for Chalim at night time. Obviously, a person is conscious of, you know, is a Chalim Masukin, you say. But the people told me in their Yisrael, Rudman didn't allow saying Tilum Laila. But in tells we did. Well, that's that issue, saying Tilum Laila. Ravadi has a long shuv about this. He says, if you learn, the way it comes out over there, if I recall correctly, is when a person learns Mikra Belaila with Rashi in the Meforshim, so Baker, it's really a combination of Tarshim Iksav and Tarshim Alpet. So that's Mutar Belaila. The whole issue is Dafka learning just Mikra alone. But if you're learning, you know, a person wants to just say Psukim of Mikra, or even Targum could be. Is maybe, but together with Rashi, and you know, being medayik and learning, you know, not just diving up the Rashi, but learning the Rashi. So then you're learning. That's equivalent to learning Mikra with Mishnah, and that's mutter. Okay, so this here.